Good morning and welcome everyone to another exciting episode of Monday Morning Money Making Content Creation. This is Jeff Herring, your host, and we are taking this one from our virtual studios here in North Atlanta, Georgia, right to you. And our topic today, right over here, is the Three Secrets Genius Template, sometimes called the Three Secrets Content Creation Template. Now, stand by as I go over here to refresh our Facebook page so I can see questions coming in there too. That would be awesome. Because what we're going to do look over this template, then I'm going to demo part of it for you. Then you guys are going to create it yourself, just like our typical Monday morning pattern, protocol, way we do it, something like that. Let's start by making this a little bit bigger. How about a lot bit bigger? There you go. Let me see if I can do that even better for you. That should help some. Okay, now this particular, let's bring that down a little bit. Okay, there we go. Probably helps though, something to be that big. So, what you're looking at now is a PDF version of this template. This PDF version will be available to you right away in your members area. Hey, Wendy. Hey, Ada. So you can download it, stick it up on your wall, use it all the time, use it as a reference. And then we're going to move into creating content in just a minute. I want to talk a little bit about these two bubbles, the black one and the red one. Secrets are very popular. They deliver very high perceived value. That's why you see so many course titles, blank secrets or blank blank secrets. Okay? Now, the red bubble tells us why. Most people believe there is hidden info that if only they knew it, they'd be able to make all their goals. And the reason they're not making all their goals is because they don't know this insider or these insider secrets. So if most people believe there's hidden info, that if they only knew it, they could be successful too, secrets psychologically makes people go, man, I really want that. And so it's showing them there's great value in what you do. Okay, so let's go over to where we'll create the content today. And again, this template's going to be available for you in your members area. All right, so here we go. Here's our outline. And this here, where we'll start, is the title package. And I'm going to walk you through creating the first part of this. And then we're going to move into you creating your own. Okay. So, do you know these? That's the pre-title. Three positive adjective, niche, topic, secrets, and good AM to you as well. Now, here's what I'm doing with this subtitle. We're playing off that belief that if you just knew the secrets, you'd be successful. Imagine what you can do when you know. Doesn't that pull you in? Okay, so you can do something similar to that. You can copy these words if you want. Okay, so three, positive adjective. So I'm going to call it three, insider, profitable. Profitable, insider. Okay, so there is our adjective. Three, profitable, insider, niche topic. What's my niche topic going to be? Call to action, secrets. You mean you're going to teach Jeff while you teach? Yeah, pretty much. If you notice, I do that a lot. Okay, so you know these three profitable insider call to action secrets. Imagine what you can do when you know. Here we go. I guess we can put a question mark there. So I'm going to go over here and get a graphic. Get that out of the way. Click here. Remember, we're doing this on Medium. and Medium is hooked up with Unsplash, or you just click on that and type in keyword secrets. And now, how many do we have? We have 424. That's a pretty cool one right there. But I don't like taking them off the first page because you see a lot of people doing that same thing. So let's see what else we got. That's kind of cool. Sometimes I go back to the first page and use it anyway if it's got the best one. But let's give it a couple more pokes here. Well, that's an interesting secret. Ooh, that's sweet. Look at that old car. One more. All right. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back to the beginning because I did like that first one most of all. And it's towards the bottom and we'll just deal with it. Okay. So what you want to do with your content here, with your graphic, is make the graphic all by itself scroll stopping. Ada, you mentioned this last week on my Make Content Fun Again article, that the article was great, but the graphic was a scroll stopper. Thank you. I spent some time looking for these. Didn't spend as much time now because I'd rather you get to the good stuff where you're creating this, okay? So, keyword rich absolute truth, okay? Profitable content serves you well and helps you profit when you include a compelling call. Jeez, Jeff, call to action. And profiting, that was the keyword rich absolute truth, content. Okay, call to action serves you well and helps you profit when you include a compelling call to action. Can't argue with that, absolute truth. And profiting, geez, Jeff, I've lost control of my fingers, kids. Profiting, make it a G, Jeff. All right, y'all try talking and typing at the same time. With your content is why you're here, right? Connection magnet, talking right to the audience. Okay, that's what we just did here. And then a transition statement. Let's take an insider's look at these three call to action secrets. So that's our transition statement. Okay. So I like to make things easy. So what I'm going to do now, so I'm going to remove these brackets from here. So we got a nice clean title. Sound like we just bought a car. Three profitable insider call to action secrets. Profitable insider call to action secrets. Okay. And I'm just going to pop it right here. And I really don't need all that secret. Okay. Secret number one. All right. We'll make that smaller. And you can do that for each of these. Okay. So it saves your fingers. So explain the secret. Okay. So. You can include a call to action in more than just the end of the content. In fact, you can and should include So then I'm just explaining what it is, right? Have more than one call to action. And then deliver one small implementation tip. So here's my small implementation tip. For starters, oh cool, the space is not working. For starters, that's really annoying. I don't know why it's doing that. For starters, add a CTA to the first few paragraphs of your content. All right, so this is fun, huh? Add a CTA to the first few paragraphs of your content. And since that's already saved, I'm just gonna hit refresh and hope that this is a problem only on this site and not with my keyboard, because I've never seen this one before. All right, so test. Yay, it worked. Okay. That's right. In Chicago, CTA is the bus subway system and was the original name, Wendy, of the band Chicago. In fact, when they first started out and the Chicago Transit Authority heard about this, they threatened the band and, a cease and desist kind of thing. So that's how they became Chicago and not Chicago Transit Authority. And so Chicago Transit Authority really missed an opportunity to have free publicity all over the world. Another side story. One of the many times I've seen Chicago was in the Tallahassee Leon County Civic Center. And after the concert, I ran into one of my professors from graduate school, real cool guy named Tom. And we were talking about the band and the concert and stuff. And I said, is this the first time you've seen him? And he laughed, kind of a knowing laugh. He said, no, I went to college in Chicago, which I knew. And I used to watch him in bars when they were first starting out at Chicago Transit Authority. I'm like, oh my God, how cool that would have been. Okay, so thank you for that, Wendy, and thank you for that fun little story time with Jeff. All right, so here's what we got here. Do you know these three profitable insider call to action secrets? Imagine what you can do when you know. Graphic, absolute, keyword rich, absolute truth, connection magnet, transition statement. And here's the first one. Explaining the secret and giving a tip. Okay, now, would I add more on that before I published it? Probably. But I'm just doing this for training purposes. Now, I'm not going to fill out 2 and 3 other than just give it a title. So we'll go back up here. Because I want to get to you creating your own, right? That's the meat of the process. And secret number 2 would be your CTA needs to flow seamlessly out of your content. So then I would build this out later, which I would. All right. So now is the time to stretch those fingers, crack those knuckles, and get ready to use your keyboard and screen, or perhaps paper and pencil, and let's create your own magical secrets, 3 secrets template. And remember, once you do this, you can use this the rest of the week and beyond, okay? So first, let's go with your title. 3 positive adjective niche topic secrets. What's your title, kids? Ready? Set, Go. For those of you joining us for the first time, perhaps, this is where you type into the Q&A even, as you create those, what your title is. And we'll build out your content here together today. Jennifer, 3 undiscovered secrets to stay relevant in the nonprofit industry. Mwah! Beautiful, Jennifer. 3 undiscovered secrets to stay relevant in the nonprofit industry. I think that's worthy of, like, let's put that on the board. Okay, there we go. Oops, wrong one. We'll put that one on the board. There you go, Jennifer. 3 undiscovered secrets to stay relevant in the nonprofit industry. Wendy offers us 3 helpful energy healing with crystals secrets. Ah, or could it be 3 helpful crystal energy healing secrets? And this one from Ada, 3 life-changing secrets to lifelong happiness. Woo! That's a heavy one right there. Okay, so good job, guys. What else you got? Anybody else want to play? Okay, well, let's move on to, and you guys pretty much know how to do these things. The keyword rich absolute truth, the connection magnet, and the transition statement. So let's go to profitable, or no, let's go to whatever it is, secret number one. Okay, what's secret number one, kids? Drop that in the Q&A, please. Or in the chat, whatever you want to call it. And hey, if for some reason you're catching this on Facebook or even in the members area, or in the product on a replay, you can still drop it in there. You can still connect with us. Jennifer, secret number one, what gets measured matters. Yup. Ada's first secret is gratitude. Yup. Good ones, good ones. Keep them coming, keep them coming. Alexa, volume down, please. A little too loud. Jennifer, can you just speak to the connection magnet statement for me? Yeah, thank you for that reminder, Jennifer, because we got some new people here like you. Okay, so let's do first the keyword-rich absolute truth. Hey, it's really important how you open your content. The job of your title is to stop the scroll and get people to read your content, start your content. That's the purpose of the title package. The purpose of the opening package, which is this, is to really hook people, set the hook deeper, and pull them in. And no fish were harmed in the creating of that analogy. Okay, so profitable content serves you well. So keyword content, profitable content, and also call to action. Profitable content serves you well and helps you profit when you include a compelling call to action. So an absolute truth is something that it's not arguable. You really can't disagree with it. And it makes people go, yeah, that's right. Let's find out how. And then the connection magnet, Jennifer, that you're asking about, is you just echo something in here. Whatever the positive was in the first sentence, you just echo it. And profiting with your content is why you're here, right? It's like in a play or a movie when the actor or actress turns to the audience and speaks directly with them. It forms more of a connection. That's what you're doing here in your content. And then the transition statement. Let's take an insider's look at these 3, whatever. All right, so Wendy, not all crystals are suitable for energy healing. Okay, that's a good one. What's another secret number one, folks? And then we'll move on to Adding one usable tip. Okay, so what's a usable tip? How do you have them implement secret number one? Now, you're not explaining the whole thing. You're not giving away the store, the farm, or the ranch, or any of that stuff. You're just giving them one usable tip that further connects you with them. And when they're ready for more, they'll come back to you. So what's one usable tip for secret number one? Ready, set, go. You see mine, for starters, at a CTA to the first few paragraphs of your content. What a concept. What you got, kid? Give me a tip for secret number one. Jennifer, begin by identifying your most important outcomes and how you will measure them. Nice. That's right. You can even make those, begin by identifying your most important outcomes. And then in another secret, it could be how will you measure those if you wanted to do that. But this is fine the way it is. Who else? Give me a tip. Need to work with a trained and certified practitioner, says Wendy. Now, see, I like that, because what she's doing kind of in a stealth way is letting people know, hey, you know, we can work together. You need a guide here. Nice, Wendy. Okay, so secret number two. We are ready for secret number two. Give me your secret number twos. He said number two. Gratitude sets up your day to experience little things that bring happiness, says Ada. True, true. What's that Andy Andrews quote? Depression can't take root in a grateful heart. I love that. So what's your second secret, kids? Generosity. There you go, Ada. That's a good one. It's one of the blessings of my life is I'm surrounded by so many generous people. Invest in and leverage technology to support maximizing impact and increasing effectiveness, says Jennifer. All right. You thinking of a tip for that? Wendy, number two, the healing crystal needs to be properly activated. Ooh, that's curious. Get ready for a tip on how, Wendy. That's what we're doing next. Guys are rocking right along here. All right, give us a tip for secret number two. How are you going to have them implement secret number two? Alexa, volume down, please. Happiness is one of the rare things in life that is multiplied by sharing. Nice one, Ada. That's a cool tip, a cool implementation tip. Alexa, please play Smooth Jazz. All right, another implementation tip for your second secret, and then we'll move on to secret number three. Practitioner does this in advance and will be ready for you. Okay, cool. Nice tip, but big enough to where they got to get with you to learn how to do it. Nice. Nice. Okay, secret number three. What's your third secret, kids? Post it here in the chat. Your third secret, please. Jennifer, evaluate your business processes and identify where improve. No, that's from before. Ada says, choice. Secret number three is choice, says Ada. Cool. No, that was for secret number two. Jennifer, tip, evaluate your business processes and identify where improved technology will result in significant impact. All right, a couple more secret number threes, please. Wendy, crystals focus and intensify energy and need to be handled in a specific way. Nice. Jennifer, create an environment where your team can flourish and grow. Make human capital number one. Good job, guys. Now let's dive into how do you implement secret number three, kids? Pop that tip in. Got to tell you, you guys are getting good at this. From Jennifer, the tip is to join with regional partners and collaborate to offer resources to support your workforce development and sustainability. I like that. Yep. Build a network. I love it. I love it that I have a group of people all over the world I can text, email, or call up and say, hey, got a new webinar you might want to host, and you get recurring income every month for people that buy. Ada, your circumstances do not determine your happiness. Happiness is a choice you make every day. Good tip, Ada. All right, now, as we go down to the extra secret, which is the call to action, okay? If you've had three secrets and you name it a call to action, if you got three secrets and you name it a bonus or extra secret, you have a winner. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to alter this some. I like my first secret as my extra secret. Now, one of the things, hey, son, good morning. One of the things you want to do in your extra secret is make it the best or second best secret and discover when you visit blah, blah. Okay, so what I'm going to do is move this one here. Okay, And then, let's see, you can include, anyway. And for 21, for lots of fresh content ideas, no. And yeah, for lots of fresh, I like that, fresh content ideas, visit, and then put in the link, 21 fresh content ideas. That can be spaced apart. Now watch what I'm doing here, okay? The extra secret is you can include a call to action, and then I've got the call to action in here. That's a link, right? Okay? And then I continue to teach. For starters, add a CTA to the first few paragraphs of your content. So this is keeping people involved and they're still learning while they're being invited to take the next success steps. And I like that as the last one because I'm going to move this one up here to number one, which is the flow part. And then number two is going to be the invitation, invite. And then number three will be brand. Okay, I like that better for when I finish it. Okay, so what's your extra secret, kids? What really cool extra secret can you drop here to have people thinking, wow, they saved the best for last. This is really cool. So powerful extra secret. Look at Wendy, man. Go get her, Wendy. She's already got her extra secret in Diamonds Focus Energy. No, Diamonds Focus Negative Energy and Shouldn't Be Worn If You Have Cancer. Now, I've never heard that before. That's a pretty powerful secret. Wow. So, Wendy, I got a question. I got this as a gift for being a guest on a webinar. Okay. Now, it's not a real diamond, of course, because if it was, I sure as hell wouldn't be showing it here. I'd have sold it already. But it's shaped like a diamond. So, Wendy, based on that tip, what should I do with this? Should I keep it, throw it away, use it as a weapon? What? What do you think? Inquiring minds want to know. Now, another one I got. For being a guest on the webinar. This is a little more nice, right? Nice little heart. How about that? I can look through it and see you. All right. Jennifer's extra secret, integrate recruitment as a part of priorities for every team. There you go. There you go. Anybody else want to deliver their extra secret unto us, please? Wendy says I can keep it. It's pretty to look at. Okay, good. It is. I like it. Sometimes I put it in front of this sticker I have that says give, serve, love, and it highlights the words, and it's kind of cool. So there you go. Don't point the tip at yourself. Yeah, it's pointed away. There you go. Dispelling negative energy. I like that. Okay. All right. Any more extra secrets out there, kids? And then we'll start wrapping this show up. All right. Now, remember, we put this together. Ada's going to create a new lead magnet before you publish this article later today. Go, Ada, go. Drink of water, Ty. Now remember, we created this content in text, set up nicely for an article, right over here, right? Now remember, this can also be used as a podcast, a video, a teleseminar, a webinar, a product, a infographic, a meme, and the list, a post on Insta, a post on Pinterest, and on and on and on it goes, kids. Now, great job. And post these links in the Facebook group, because one of the things we're talking about tomorrow is the new content syndicate we're creating, where you post an article link on Medium in the Facebook group, and everybody gets to click it, read it, highlight it, spend time on it, clap for it, comment, and we do that all for each other, we'll all make more money on Medium. And it's great social proof. Wendy asked, did you download the testimonial song video I sent by WeTransfer? I saw it, but not yet. And I have it on my list of things to do today. Wendy, thank you very much in advance. Ada says she loves the content syndicate idea. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Now, the other thing we're going to talk about tomorrow in Tuesday training, create, repurpose, and profit is, and this is amazing to me. I'm going to bring you on the inside here. Saturday morning, Brian Basilico hosted me on his podcast. It's also a live cast kind of thing. I'm on once a month with him. Side little secret there. If you know somebody well and you like working with them, you could suggest being a regular guest. I'm starting to do that more and more. I'm on Brian's show once a month. So one out of four is me. It's not too shabby. Anyway, when I reveal the title of this, you guys are going to shake your head, okay? Because as many of you know, I was a counseling psychologist for 27-something years, right? And I've been doing this for 14 years. So psychologist, psychology, content, right? And there's a lot of psychology in content, but I had never put the following four words together, okay? And I'm almost ashamed. Brian asked me to talk a little bit after we went in a completely different direction than we planned, which is often the case. And that link is in your Facebook group, by the way, and also available over on Medium. He asked me to talk a little bit about, here it comes, the psychology of content. And I went, oh, dang, that just sounds cool. And so I already had two words in mind right away. And you've heard me talk about this a lot, making a difference and making a profit. Based on what we were talking about that day, I also added connection and relationship. So connection, relationship, change, and profit. And in the shower this morning, I added a fifth one at the beginning. And you'll have to come visit us tomorrow to get that one. But we're going to go deep about the psychology of content. And it's the powerful underpinning of all that we do. And knowing this and using this will make you just that much more powerful, like a content Jedi. Oh, dude, got to write that down, content Jedi. My sons will love that. All right. Now, hey, folks, if you happen to be catching this as part of a product or an individual template, and you're wondering, how can I do more of this content creation stuff, or how can I get involved? Thank you, Jennifer, to get that regular Tuesday training. Well, those are good questions to ask. And I and all of the members here invite you to go check out contentcreationnation.com. And now they made up this word, become a citizen of Content Creation Nation with all its rights, privileges, and profit. I made that last part up. Become a citizen of Content Creation Nation with all its rights, privileges, and profits. How's that for a call to action, kids? Okay, that's going to wrap up another installment of Monday Morning Money Making Content. And we'll be back here in 167, hours and change. There's 168 hours in a week. Now, take this stuff, build extra content, get it out there, repurpose it, put it in the Facebook group so we can start building our content syndicate, which is a long way of saying, go use this stuff and we'll catch you next time.